and looking at the FortiMail solution from Fortinet. Joining us today, our special guest is Rob Brandish. He's a systems engineer down here in the Carolinas with Fortinet. Anisha, this is her first, Anisha Daniel, this is with Ingram Micro, is joining us for the first time. Welcome. Garrett Brown, welcome back. Thank you very much for being here. He's one of the technical account managers with Ingram Micro. And then Shane Colgan with Ingram Micro as well is joining us. So again, we're looking at the FortiMail solution and see how that can benefit and protect your users. And welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here with me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Yeah, definitely. So, Rob, email, you know, it's we've had filters for a long time, but we see that still the vulnerabilities are present inside of our mail systems. That still seems to be a big conduit that attackers are trying to penetrate to get into our environments and present malicious software and technical challenges for us. So I thought this would be a pretty good opportunity to show why the Fortinet story, the fabric, the mail, the options, and all that kind of come together to help protect our users. So thanks for joining again. And hey, what you got going on with FortiMail?
Well, let's get into it then, I guess is the best way to do it. I hope everybody's doing well. It is a cloudy, overcast day here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know what it's doing in your area, but I want to thank you for taking the time to discuss our Fortinet fabric and our approach to email security by using the fabric and what it can do for you, what we can see it can do it for you. I am going to baseline a little bit because let's face it, we don't know who all is listening to this. So I want to start talking about the basics first. And you know, deploying any effective email security is critical. We know it. It is arguably the number one cyber attack vector. Verizon, 2018, did a data breach investigations report. They determined 49% of the malware actually installed at organizations is coming from email. FortiGuard Labs, our own FortiGuard Labs, determined over 8,000 unwanted malicious spam messages are sent each day, each and every minute of every day. I think of the amount of mail I get alone and how much of it's junk. And one reason our organization are now outsourcing email providers to try and get around that. They're tired of dealing with it. But outsourcing the email infrastructure, unfortunately, does not pass off the risk. The compromise, the organizations, all of that's still there. All those attack vectors are still rolling because all we do is we go by O365, but we haven't added the appropriate things to test it and back it up and to make sure it's secure. So Verizon's latest breach, the first one I was just talking about was 2008. In fact, in 2021, they determined that misrepresentation, is one of the fastest growing incidents. It's jumped 15-fold. Somebody coming up and pretending to be Chris Doran, sending an email to all these people who know him, and it's a phishing email. And that's one of the big worries for you and I today is, I jokingly say Chris Doran did it, but the reality is people are impersonating people we know. It's not just coming from, it looks like a Bank of America. It's coming from an employer or a friend that they may have scraped from Facebook. And they're using that as a means to target people in a more personal manner, but it's always the same key things. I'm somebody you know, I have an urgent need, I need you to take an immediate action. And when these things happen, people tend to jump the gun and do something, and it bites them in the butt. So phishing, as a percentage, rose almost 36% between the 2018 and 2021. Of course, large amount of that was the COVID pandemic. And Verizon cites almost 58% of business email attacks or BECs where a threat actor is impersonating or executing another leader to trick subordinate employees. And 58% of those were successful. So we're trying to teach people, but as in all things, it is a trying to keep up with the Joneses. In this case, the Joneses are bad actors. We're trying to keep up with what they're doing. And in the end, it's always an uphill race. The end result is that the breaches themselves now are really not just little kids being cute and being funny. It's starting to have an impact of money. And it was almost $3.86 million worldwide in 2021. And we already know that's grown more than triple so far in 22. It is a vicious, vicious cycle. So why would you even consider FortiGate? Well, right off the top, we don't believe in just saying how great we are. We try to put it out in third party testing firms and prove our value. And right off the top, we've got some pretty high marks, as I said, 98.8 detection of malicious threats and emails by ICSA Labs, 94% overall detection in AAA. Now, this is one of the, I never like to talk about a competitor's products, but I do like to bring this point up, not because they're bad, not because it's, but it's really important to know that in the exact same testing, Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace, they received a total accuracy score of 29% for threat protection and 39% enterprise score, respectfully. So they are not professional security people. They're utilizing resources and they're great programmers in Dynamite. We do security, it's what we do.
Gotcha.
Cross Radar, it's one of those, you know, who's handling it best? And there's some reasons why Fortinet's pretty good in here, really, quite frankly. It is our second oldest product. We've had this product in play for over 18 years, second only to the FortiGates. So it's been something they've worked on, they've been utilizing and growing since day one. Why? Because we all know email was a pain in the butt 20 years ago. So it's clearly something they've been working on since the day one. Our vision of email security is integrated into the fabric. That's one of the key differentiators. And it was placed, it was a big part of why FortiMail placed that highly. And we'll talk more about what that means in a little bit.
Okay.
So again, I don't like to point because the reality is everybody can point a little bit different direction. This is our latest data and your data may vary, but it's pretty, obviously it's incendiary, but the reality is it's a starting point. So when I look at three core areas, independently top rated security, which we showed you that wasn't me, that was their slides, integrated data protection and intelligence sharing for proactive security, you can see where we believe we stand. I think Proofpoint has been my number one competitor out there. Frankly, when I go out and do tests, they're the ones that seem to have a pretty good solid fit. But I think I'm better. So that's simply where it goes down to. So security, email security includes products and services that inspect the organization's corporate mail for unwanted, spam, malicious, phishing, malware, imposters, messages, as well as those containing inappropriate content, is now moved to, is an image appropriate? Can we scan for that? Or is there sensitive information? Do we want to allow Excel spreadsheets to move through? If you're using it in a school system, do you want to make sure that nobody's sending JPEGs, PEGs that are inappropriate to other kids? You need to be able to control not just the mail, but what the mail message contains and be able to look at all of that in a bigger picture. And so just scanning the mail in and of itself may not be the answer. In fact, for most of us, we really believe that's not an answer. It really helps best to have it in conjunction with a number of services. So you can sell the mail and scan, but being able to do FortiSandbox, for example, where I can take an attached file that's in an email and go over and move it to a sandbox and open it, manage that in the sandbox and see what it is before I let it into my system, verify whether it's good or bad or dangerous or otherwise, and then say yay or nay. That's a strong proponent that very few products offer. Very few products offer sandboxing built into it. The fact that we integrate with our own FortiGate so that not only do I see it now come through the mail, but now I can say, hey, you know what? I recognize that URL as a bad URL. And I'm going to set that up so that we don't have that URL. We're going to graylist it so it doesn't come through in the future. And of course, we can use it in conjunction with our own reporting tools. So instead of just having looked at line by line by line, you can actually create reports that are effective, usable, manageable, and help you manage your network.
So that's important, I think, because it's like, if we're integrating into that fabric, then we're making the fabric itself aware of that vulnerability and where it might be coming from.
That exactly.
Seems to be like a pretty big key differentiator there.
It is, and the fabric works both ways as well. If I am in FortiAnalyzer, for example, or using FortiSOAR, where we have those automated responses, I can actually determine something's happening and pass it back to FortiMail in the same way. So we have a whole integration where while it's one product, it is one product of a greater scheme. So you can use it individually by itself, But you talk about scale, we're talking about scale that not only scales as far as size, but scales as far as capabilities as you add it into the larger fabric network. Yes.
Yeah. Very cool.
So when we talk about comprehensive protection, let's talk about what we're talking about here, because this is just mail. When I'm talking about this, I'm talking about what does mail do for us? And so I'm talking about things like in and out messages via, you know, phishing or spear phishing, email-based ransom threats to impersonation and business email compromise attacks. This also includes protections against outgoing threats and stopping sensitive data that may be on its way out of your organization via email. It's also important that this protection considers building blocks of email threats, content that presents some type of risk, malicious file attachments, malicious URLs that may be embedded in the content. Comprehensive protection also applies to various deployment models, virtual machines, physical devices, or cloud-based. Being comprehensive is not just mail, it's mail wherever the data is, wherever the data is going, and wherever the data is coming from. We have to be able to look at all fours, all sizes. Talked about that fabric as well. Again, this is where that integration comes in. We can all start to plug it in. So the benefit of FortiMail by and of itself is pretty good. Add it to the fabric and the intelligence gleaned from attacks, how it integrates with FortiGuard, how it integrates with the FortiGates, how it integrates with FortiAnalyzer, which we've discussed. That's where it builds it out as a separate product, and a product is, frankly, above my peers in my view. So the product line itself comes in about, well, basically three different configurations. It comes in hardware, which they say six appliances. I believe we're up to seven appliances now, getting about 1.5 million messages an hour with full anti-spamware and anti-malware filtering going. So these are very, very aggressive devices, very, very capable devices. But we're not just limited to physical device. I can plug it into the virtual place. And I take that VM, it's a VM, and I can plug it into Azure, I can plug it into AWS, I can plug it into Google, I can plug it into my machine right behind me. It's a VM, and I can run it as a Hyper-V, as a KVM, as a VMware. All of those bases are supported. So I can take that physical capabilities, because in the end, physical capabilities are great, but it's just software. But if you need an all-in-one hardware appliance, we can provide that. If you have the hardware, if you have the horsepower on a VM, and each VM model may need different types of horsepower from the amount of RAM assigned to it to the amount of CPUs assigned to it. But if you have that horsepower in the virtual machine environment that you run, you may be better off with a VM appliance, because again, it's just software. And then finally, we run it as software as a service. You can actually get on, pay it for subscription, and then we will point all of your email just by redirecting your simple mail message transfer to a specific cloud site. It'll then scan it for you and then send it on, and do it vice versa as well. So number of ways to deploy it, depending on which way fits best for you. Any questions around here? I know we're, I hate yes or no questions, but I want to make sure we really understand that this is, the software is the product, and the product can be deployed in a number of different ways depending on what your needs are.
And based on your time to ramp up too. And this is all, I take it, supported by FortiLabs.
Absolutely. It's supported by FortiGuard, just like everything else in that web. And it not only takes the information from FortiGuard, but it brings information to FortiGuard as we determine something. So when we talk about FortiGuard, we didn't mention it, but let's just make sure people understand that. FortiGuard is that umbrella over the top of Fortinet. It is the entity that feeds Fortinet, or Fortinet with the FortiGates, with the EDR, with the Ops server, with all of our different services. FortiGuard is the one that goes out there and makes the determinations of how to fix bad things. And when it makes the fixes to those bad things, it pumps it down to all of our devices. But we're not really that narcissistic. We actually take FortiGuard and spread it a little bit more. We'd like to share the love. And one of the ways we share that love is when we identify a problem, and when we fix a problem, we don't just share it with our FortiGate devices, we share it with our competitors as well. We want to make sure everybody can take advantage of it in hopes that they do the same with us. So we're members of a number of conglomerate groups where we can say, hey, we found this first, let us share it with you. And then the next time Trend Micro finds something, they would share it with us. And so everybody wins, everybody benefits. It's that open attitude that everybody wins from. Obviously, the people who subscribe to our services, get that on a day-to-day basis, and they get it on every single product that they get, that they subscribe for.
Excellent.
So the product comes in a number of bundles. Buying of itself is email, but there's a lot of other things we can do as well. So the first bundle, the base bundle, the bundle that almost everything has, or does ever have, is anti-spam, antivirus, and outbreak protection. That's your basic bundle. You can then add features, though, that, depending on your mail requirements, give you a lot more capability. You can add FortiSandbox Cloud, which we sort of talked about. That sandbox analysis that automatically and securely runs attachments, connects to URLs, assesses your runtime behavior of links, basically looks at everything going on beyond there. Or how about impersonation analysis? A lot of people don't even have it today, but we can go in there and put a list of users, and we can track the behavior of that user, learn a little bit about that user, so that when we see something coming through email that says it's from that user, but it doesn't match up what we should say it should be, for example, it might be a MAC address, it might be a common URL, we see it coming through, but it's not where it should be coming from, we can say, flag it. Let's take a look at that, be a little more clear. We don't always just delete. Sometimes we'd say flag it and look at it. So you can block, you can monitor, whatever you need to do. That content disarm and reconstruction allows the removal of embedded malicious content before our users even see it. And we can actually look at it, see what's going on with it with a sandbox capability. And if we find it's okay, we can go ahead and forward it back after all. And then click protect, just keep somebody from going in there and clicking where all those emails say, click here for more information. Yeah, we're going to kill that. We're just going to say, nope, you're not going to do it. Put your right finger over, see the URL. And if it looks like a valid URL, you can copy and paste it. But your ability to just click and go, we're going to put a stop to that pretty quick. So we talked about two bundles. You'll notice there's a third. And for O365 specifically, we offer API integration. That API integration gives us some really, really big advantages over the typical mail protection out there. That API allows us to do real-time scanning of O365 mailboxes. We can do it real-time on the fly. We can do it on a scheduled basis. We can do delivery clawback. So we can go back and search through other email threats and see what's going on. The idea is that with that O365 API integration, we're no longer just seeing mail as it goes through. We're actually talking to your O365 installation and doing digging on that system itself. So we can extend the protection not only just as it moves through, but to the storage units themselves and what's out there. Key differences between the base and mode and the advanced bundles include the content and song. We talked about that. And our post-delivery clawback feature is a big differentiator, as we talked about as well.
So this now, is kind of a similar story, and sorry to butt in a little bit, but like your O365 customers, a lot of them think like, well, it's in the cloud, Microsoft's already backing it up. And there's also that kind of, you know, assumption that they're protected 100% as well, because it's a Microsoft product in a Microsoft environment. They're taking care of everything for me. But like, as we're seeing with the backups and in the security area, that's not necessarily the case to the degree that customers probably assume that they're protected at. So that's a pretty important fact to point out there, that we still need to do something a little bit extra here to protect what's in those mailboxes.
Absolutely. I mean, the cloud's a funny thing. I mean, first off and foremost, one of the hard knocks about the cloud is people have to remember it is a money-making business. That is what it's about. So oftentimes somebody gets all excited about cloud. We saw it with storage when I was with EMC years ago. We saw it with storage that everybody got so excited because like, oh, I'm going to go to their store and everything's going to be great. But then we started having things like recall rate fees. And we started finding out that we had to have, you know, if we did a burst, like the old fashioned days of frame relay, if you end up storing more than you thought you did, it immediately bumped you into another sector. And you may not find out about to the next quarter billing. And they're fixing that as they go along. We all understand that. But email is no different. You know, it starts off first with, hey, here's your email services in the cloud. And people say, well, what about protecting me against this? Oh, you could do that, but that costs extra. And you could do this and it costs extra. And so what we realized is that the initial price that we were faced with when moving to the cloud, whether it be for email, for storage, or for applications, is never the whole story. And we have to understand what the whole story is. Because now once we start understanding what the whole story is, we may find out that there are other products like Fortinet that can help you step in there and save you some money. And the best part about it, when you talk about cloud-based, Fortinet's already in the cloud. It's fully integrated with the cloud. You can find it automatically at AWS. You can find it automatically in Google. You can find it automatically in Azure. It is there. You can actually take it to the next step and actually have us manage it for you. We'll put it up in our data center and it becomes a managed service. You get all the exact same benefits you did before, but you get the additional benefits of reduced workload on your own people because we're going to maintain the box for you, make sure it works. And you're going to get all the licensing features, all of it, because it's all cloud. If you're interested in something like that, here are our current data centers. This is of 2021. So we have representation, obviously strong in the Northeast, strong in Europe, and we're building those data centers out and growing them as we go. But you have DC proliferation as the services come up and expand. We're going to just keep on growing.
Is there any trade-off with like you guys hosting it versus hosting it yourself? Like are the FortiGates still going to be able to be updated and made aware of a compromised email that a user might have, even if you're hosting it?
And the trade-offs are pretty, they go back and forth. So it's exactly what you're going to expect it to be. First off, there's cost. Typically, subscription starts off a little bit less, but over time, because it's not a fixed resource, you don't ever fully pay for it. So you're always paying for it over and over and over again. Most of our subscription-based products at break-even point somewhere around 5 years by the time you get the subscription versus perpetual licensing. That is not a hard in stone that you should write down. It's just a rough idea of the way it's built out. So that's the first point, the first time. The thing, what I like to tell people when they're looking at this is when you look at the cloud versus maintain it yourself is, A, do you have the people to learn the product and to maintain the product? Are you going to take the time to do it? If you're not going to take the time to do it, you're going to get upset. It's not going to work the way you want it to. And the question would be, well, maybe I should have run it as a cloud service anyhow. If you are the kind of people that really like to run it and like to do it, buy a perpetual license after 3 to 5 years, you own it. Yeah, so you save a lot of money going forward. You just pay for the maintenance subscriptions and the firmware updates. But that's a lot less, obviously, than doing the full thing. So it's really about what fits best for you. Are you an OPEX model? Or are you a CAPEX model? Are you a hands-on kind of organization or you like your hands off? Are you an organization that tends to move or do a lot of acquisitions? That might be better. You know, either one could be a better fit for you depending on how you roll your business. So let's talk about it just a little bit more. So when you talk about rolling out FortiMail, first thing is inclusion of that Fortinet security is essential. Integration with a sandbox adds you deeper malware. We've talked about that. And URLs sent to it from the sandbox itself. With ratings returned to guide policy-based messages back to your FortiGate, back to your other products. Further, that analysis identifies later stages of attack, often via vectors like the network, and support for cyber criminal infrastructure. We identify it, we recognize it, we pin it, and we make sure that other people don't do it. So FortiMail and FortiSandbox together, they allow us to do deeper dives into messages than just fixing the messages. Now go ahead and add on that FortiGate and FortiClient. We can add even further to the protection message. We're harvesting all the intelligence from your entire network. FortiSandbox is automatically sharing those IOCs, those indicators of compromise related to full lifecycle attacks, and supporting infrastructure with network and endpoint components from Fortinet and third-party products to update protection across the organization. Things like IPs across associated bots or download sites, all of that can be downloaded from the FortiGuard service so that we're aware of those and we can make sure that we're not just looking at messages anymore, we're blocking what's going on and making sure to have a bigger picture and a bigger infrastructure. And of course, I'm sorry?
That's a good slide here. That we're checking out.
Well, and we go back to talking about that fabric, and the fabric is really easy, but this is really talking about what does that fabric mean? How do we integrate it in with it? So when you see that FortiMail integrate with Sandbox, that's almost the first step, almost a guarantee you need to do it. You add in the FortiGate concept of the FortiClient, and those indicators of compromise and the endpoint ready partners immediately get another advantage in that you can now extend it. My mom used to call it a more extensible product. We say more scalable. The idea, though, is increasing our reach to make sure that we prevent something before it comes into us. And then, of course, finding and identifying it's great. Being able to report on it is a really big plus. And that's where FortiAnalyzer real kicks in, or the FortiSIM product, if you wish to use that. Talk about FortiAnalyzer, because FortiAnalyzer, when you're talking about all FortiAnalyzer products like we are here, FortiAnalyzer Analyzer gives you all the capabilities you would find in a SIEM because it's specific towards the Fortinet line of products. So all that reporting, building out custom reports, making things that are more appropriate, more easy to digest, all of that can handle in an infrastructure like this where you have proactive support against your security email gateway, all being managed, not only how it comes in, but identifying it on the fly and inspecting it, manage it from the clients as well, and then being able to report on it. It's a bigger picture and it's the whole picture.
Yeah, that's awesome. And for our listeners that can't see the slide, it's a representation of the fabric and where the components kind of play into it between the FortiGate, the FortiSandbox, the FortiMail node, and the FortiAnalyzer and FortiClient all the way down to the endpoint. So very nice representation. You'd be able to find the slide on our recording we'll have on YouTube as well.
Absolutely. Just got a couple more slides I want to hit on more about where we plug things in and how you see it in the real world. First one, you know, challenges, ransomware, email. Okay, that's the most obvious one, all right? And so dealing with advanced threats like these delivered almost half the installed malware found by Verizon. It's the number one reason people engage Fortinet for email security. So that's just the ransomware, phishing, the big three, all right? That's the first place you can always want to look at it. Next stage you get to FortiMail with Sandbox, that's going to add that more advanced features, techniques like virus output break protection, content disarm capability, imposter analysis. Sandboxing handles all of that. It allows us to take a file, look at it in a separate from the message, and then make a determination of what we want to do with it. Highly effective combination to prevent ransomware downloaders coming in via email, avoid loss of credentials and ultimate data, because you've isolated it all out. And FortiMail and FortiSandbox have continually been rated very, very high by ICSE labs. It's that combination really takes it to the next level. Increasing spam volumes, we see it, all the challenges going on. Fortinet email security support is help organizations deal with legacy solutions that don't keep up with volume-based spam. We actually track messages, we become deterministic in how we look at them. And when we start seeing 300 email messages coming from REI.com, hey, I love REI. I get my clothes there, it's great. Do I want that tying up my email server? Do I want that tying up my email business? And so I can start to identify these email spams and eliminate them totally. Just say, I don't want them here. You're not welcome here. This is a business. We routinely replace incumbent solutions with our powerful multi-layer anti-spam and highly effective antivirus, which consistently earning those top marks. Again, that's the FortiGuard service. But the reality is it pumps down VB spam, VB 100, reducing the load on the email system, improving end user productivity, and blocks the majority of malware to protect your organization's data. Again, 99.8%, as we saw in the slide earlier. Talking about O365. So many of these organizations put it out there, but it's especially for organizations with cloud-based email spam and malware, not to mention more sophisticated attack, often increases when third-party security components are not maintained. Further, setting appropriate data protection policies can be complex in these environments. So if you're used to using Fortinet, if you're already used to using FortiGates in their products, it just makes sense to continue using a product that you're already familiar with, that you already know what its history is, and it makes it easier to move. And then finally, simply adding FortiMail Cloud, hosted by Fortinet, or FortiMail Azure, or FortiAWS, return security control and effectiveness to the customer without the burden of on-premise email security to manage and maintain. Customers can choose to include FortiSandbox as well, which we discussed before, for a complete solution that stops threats and prevents the loss of data via email. With that, that's everything I wanted to talk to you about FortiMail and leave it open for any questions you might have, if there's any, or any comments.
Yeah, I think that was... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Rob, Shane and I have seen a recent uptick, on the DISD side of things over at Ingram, with some of these requests coming in, in the realm of FortiMail itself. I think we've seen like a lot of the customers really, really loving the SaaS version, really due to its simplicity, ease of use. It really has a robust feature set. Have you kind of seen that trend internally as well? Like just a lot more people kind of go into that model away from like the hardware and stuff like that?
We absolutely have. And it's the number one reason why SaaS exists. Remember 3 years ago, SaaS wasn't there. We had VMs and physical boxes, but people were saying more and more, I don't have time to manage this. I'll just redirect my mail through you. Can you do that? And our competitors did it as well. So it was naturally an easy response to say, yes, we're going to set that up. We'll manage it. We're going to hook you up to FortiGuard. We're going to make sure everything's moving, make sure you're at the most complete and most current system you can be. And you don't have to worry about anything because it just hits your mail and we send you reports. So yes.
That's good to know. We'll probably keep seeing that trend continue then, but I just want to confirm that, you know, we have a limited scope into what we see, you know, come through our end, but knowing that that's kind of happening on a broader sense is really important to know too. Thanks.
Absolutely. And that trend's going to continue, but it'll always be like all things. It'll go back and forth. There are some people who just want to be as hands-off approach as possible. They just want to be able to go to their management and say, we're protected. Here's how, and here's why I know that. There are other people who say, you know something, I don't trust anybody that much. I want to be able to get my hands on it, touch it, make sure it's the right thing to do. And there are also those people who are in between. We try to be able to be responsive to all of those needs.
It's funny that it's the mail is still such a, it is the biggest vector, you know, for these threats that are coming in still to this day. It just seems like we've been doing it for decades now almost, you know, it's just crazy that it's still exploited like it is.
Well, as I look out, I see a lot of gray hair here. So we've all been here a little bit of a time. I can remember when I first started seeing email and coming through. Tell me today, name a business that you can think of that is not totally reliant on its email. They share their Excel spreadsheets. They share their Word documents. They share common knowledge. They share proprietary knowledge. They share pictures of their kids. We're sharing everything on email. So the storage, the repository, the protection of that data is vital. But more importantly, because we're so dependent on that data, we open it up, we have to make sure that what we get is what we should be getting.
Yeah, but the where we're at now and how mature the products are, there's still very few, if any, besides the Fortinet solution here, where your email filtering technology solution is going to inform the actual network itself of those vulnerabilities. And I think that just sets it apart, like, leaps and bounds.
Absolutely. When you're a tier one security provider, when you are known for being, we have more FortiGate units installed than any other competitor in the world. We're number three, but we have more FortiGate units installed than anyone else. All of those FortiGate units are feeding FortiGuard labs with security information, security challenges and fixes. And we're taking all that information, we're applying it to things like mail and distributing those mail systems. So as you link it in together, that fabric, and it sounds bad because it's like, well, you can't just buy FortiMail, you have to buy all of it. No, that's not it. You can buy just FortiMail and you're going to get those benefits. But you can add Sandbox and extend those benefits. And if you're using a FortiGate in the same infrastructure, you can extend those benefits further. That fabric really, really speaks to the global scale out protection of your system.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of times I like to lead with like the FortiGate discussion, but some folks do. They come to us for the access points, or like a few have come to us and started their journey with Fortinet with the FortiMail solution. So it's everybody's got a little bit different need at that exact time and date, but then you start seeing and reaping the benefits of expanding that solution to different areas of your infrastructure's fabric. Yeah, that's really cool. I learned a lot out of it. You know, I haven't circled around and been debriefed on it in recent months. So that's a really cool update there, Rob. Appreciate it.
I hope it was helpful. I hope it was effective. And I look forward to doing another one with you if we can do it on the next product.
Yeah, definitely. So we got a couple more. So for our listeners, we'll be tackling maybe FortiCMP or the Sandbox. Maybe look at the Gartner reports, and then FortiNAC is something we need to dive in on. So yeah, Rob, whenever you'd like to come back, I'll reach out to you. Maybe we can set up the next one and do it all over again. But it was super helpful and very informative. So I'm sure our listeners will get a lot out of it.
Well, with that, we'll close it out. I guess that's 43 minutes, and I appreciate your time and your patience.
Hey, thank you, guys. So until next time. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And we'll wrap it up here and watch out for this getting posted. And circle back and chat with you soon.
Take care. Thanks, all.
That's good. Thanks, guys.